It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer. I'm a registered nurse and I'm a nutritional counselor. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening this morning. We are actually a company, Nutritional Weight and Wellness, specializing in therapeutic nutrition. I love that. Mm-hmm. And we have a fun, lighthearted topic. Well, for some of you, it might be lighthearted, and for some of you, it might not.
Right.
But we think it's going to be fun. And our hour is going to be packed full of information. We hope we have some of our listeners giving us a call today if you want to join our conversation. Our topic today is, and this is the new buzzword out there, eat this, not that. We're going to be talking about the book. But we're going to do our own spin. What we think is the truth, right?
Yeah, not really spin.
On eat this, not that. Real foods create real health. And joining me in the studio today is bringing her expertise to the show is Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian. Welcome to the show, Cassie.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Before we get started, I not only have to do my routine shout out this morning by saying good morning to my two biggest fans, Riley and Marissa, but I also have to say happy wedding anniversary to my husband. I left the house kind of early, so.
And I'd like to say happy anniversary to both of you also.
Thank you. That's very sweet. But enough on that. Let's get to our topic. It is going to be
There's
a fun
never
topic.
Enough on that. How long have you been married?
6 years.
Oh, wow.
6 years.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're going to go on a cruise on the Mississippi on some big paddle boat that I've never been on before, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have great weather to do that.
Enjoy. And I'm sure they're going to have some good food there for
yes,
you.
Yes. Yes. So. And I'll be telling everybody to eat this and not that
eat
while
this
we're there,
and
right? Because I'm sure there
it.
Will be some choices that
we kind of do
so
that
great.
All the time, don't we? It's like yeah. You look at people and what they're taking and it's like, you know.
Do you really want to put that in your mouth,
do you
right?
really want to eat that?
And, you know, you mentioned the book. I am betting a lot of the listeners have either read this or at least paged through it. It really is one of the hot books on the bookshelves right now. But as Wendy kind of alluded to, we might be stealing the title, but we're not stealing the content this morning. We're going to give you our own version.
Exactly. Exactly. Eat this, not that. And I like it, though, don't you, Cassie? It's a great little quick title. It's
yep.
catchy. It can get people to start thinking about eating this and not that. But I know when I went to the website and looked at these 20 worst breakfasts in America, you know, some of them, oh my gosh, they had 1,600 calories of high fructose corn syrup and trans fats.
Yeah.
And so we go, so it says don't eat that. Well, duh, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, hello, that's a no-brainer. We don't want to eat that. And then a lot of the substitutions were, yes, they were about half the calories. However, many of them were still filled full of the high fructose corn syrup and trans fat. So we want to take you to foods that real foods that create real health. And Cassie, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say that working at Nutritional Weight and Wellness is such a blessing because we get to see, we get to create health every day, don't we?
Yes, yes.
And we see people coming back constantly, you know, on a daily basis, we get to see what I would used to call in the medical profession, medical miracles.
Yeah.
But we know that they're nutritional miracles.
Yeah.
You know, eat this, not that. Creating real health by using and eating mm-hmm. real foods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're up to today.
Absolutely. And when you're at home, it doesn't have to be that hard. I mean, it's just choosing foods as close to their natural state as possible. And we'll give you some specific examples today. But when you're eating out, it can be a little more tricky. And so we're going to touch on that, too, as the hour goes on, when you are eating out. And this whole topic, as I was preparing for the show this morning, it made me think of one of my favorite clients. And I told her I was going to say hi on the radio one of these days. So hi, Mary Jane. She has taken at least 10 of our courses over the years. I'm sure she's been in one of your classes. Anyway, she lives in a retirement apartment complex, and so she gets to go down and have prepared meals in the evenings when she chooses, and she brought in her monthly menu. Yeah,
woo-hoo.
Which was great because we got to look at specific examples, and she knew for the most part, but there's always those little things where you're not quite sure, like applesauce or fresh fruit, you know, for a dessert. They both sound healthy, right? But the applesauce is almost always going to have high fructose corn syrup when you're eating out.
Fresh fruit would be
better. Yeah.
Exactly. Or, you know, that reminds me, too, of a client that I just had, Cassie. I had a little 11-year-old that was going back to school and doesn't have the ability to, you know, really pack her lunch unless it's, you know, an absolute necessity. And so she brought her school lunch. I mean, trying to find something healthy there is a little bit choose this, not that. So we did the best we could. And we got to this one day and I said,
really,
oh, my goodness. And she just looks at me, pack a lunch. I go, pack a lunch.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Some days you just can't make that school lunch healthy no matter how you try.
Right. So is there anything more you want to say about the book, Kathy? Cassie?
I really liked the concept because it is one of those things where you can just use it as a reference and look up. You know, I'm eating out. You can look up restaurants by alphabetical order by restaurant. But again, just like you said, Wendy, we're certainly not stealing the content of this book because they focus more on calories and lowering your calorie content. And we know that's not the whole story by any stretch of the imagination. So I just really want to delve into our version. And I think if we start out talking about that category of animal proteins, because if you've listened to us at all, you know that we stress eating animal protein several times a day. You know, so thinking about the beautiful weather tonight, probably some people are going to be grilling out.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Wendy? Choice between hot dogs or T-bone steaks on the grill?
Well, probably I wouldn't do the hot dogs because they're full of nitrates, and we know that nitrates are not good for us. In fact, yep. Cassie, I don't know what I did with it, but you just handed me some research that said if a child eats 12 hot dogs in 1 month, mm-hmm. it increases their chance of getting leukemia.
Leukemia, yep. And that research is getting more and more publicized. I've had a couple of people actually ask me about it, so it's not that hard to find. So, and they're relating that to the nitrates. So yeah, the T-bone steaks or whatever cut of beef would be a better choice for the grill tonight, packed with protein, zinc, iron, and B vitamins.
Well, that's exactly the thing too. It's like when we're eating
more processed,
we are definitely not getting the nutrients that our body needs.
Yeah. And you know, when you and I visited about the show a couple days ago and kind of where we were going to take this topic, I really liked that you brought up that point. You know, we should not just point out what's bad with the processed food, but let's talk about what you're missing when you're choosing that processed food.
Exactly. So, you know, again, beef mm-hmm. is our natural multivitamin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Lots of nutrients.
What about fish? Let's take salmon as an example. There have been several times when a client has asked us different, you know, what's the difference? Okay, should I choose this or should I choose that?
Eat this, not
should
that.
Should I eat, what about the farm salmon?
Yeah.
And so what you want to be choosing is you want to be choosing wild-caught salmon, not farm-raised salmon. The eat this choice is definitely the wild-caught salmon.
Right, because the farm-raised salmon is much more likely to have high levels of contaminants. So don't eat the farm-raised.
Okay, and I think it's also important that we let listeners know that no matter what type of fish you're choosing, wild-caught or farm-raised, walleye or tuna, there's always the risk if, you know, you really can eat too much. So we generally mm-hmm. recommend no more than 3 servings of fish a week.
Isn't it sad that a food that's packed with those healthy omega-3 oils has to be limited?
Yeah, but there are alternatives to getting those omega-3s. And one delicious choice that comes to the top of my mind is grass-fed beef.
Mm,
cattle that have been allowed to graze on pasture produce 50% of its fat in the form of monounsaturated fat, and the majority of these heart-healthy fats we can get in grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm. A great
Our wonderful
reason.
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Yep, great reason to eat the red meat every day. And another source of omega-3s besides just the fish and the red meat are egg yolks from grass-fed chickens. So don't save that deviled egg recipe just for Easter. We make deviled eggs probably twice a month in our house because they're a quick grab-and-go snack.
So when we're looking at eat this, not that, we would say eat the free-range chicken eggs.
Right, right.
Not the egg beaters.
Right.
Please, please,
Good
please
comparison.
Not the egg beaters. We want wonderful free-range chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm. The yolk is liquid gold, right?
Yes. A quote from Barb. I hope
Barb
you're listening,
Bredesen.
Barb. Yeah. So now I'm betting many of the listeners have heard that omega-3 oils, often referred to as fish oils, but now we know that they're also in our grass-fed beef, they're in our egg yolks,
mm-hmm.
and they're very heart-healthy oils, as Dar likes to say. We don't make this stuff up. The heart health piece of omega-3s is backed up by countless research articles. But did you know omega-3s also make our brains function more efficiently? Research has documented that societies with the highest level of omega-3 intake, Japan, for example, not only have the longest lifespans, but they also have the lowest levels of depression and suicide.
Right. So omega-3s, bottom line, are a nutrient that can make you smarter, they can make you happier, and they can certainly make your heart healthier.
So who doesn't want that?
Right. Sign me up.
But I agree. If most of our animal choices are ordered through your car window or get delivered in a paper bag, you probably aren't getting the healing powers or are you getting any omega-3s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you're really getting is the harmful fats that gum up our machinery.
Yep.
It's like pouring sludge into the crankcase of your car.
Yes.
So it's time to take a break. And before we go to our eat this, continue our eat this, not that discussion. Okay, let me start that over again.
It's time to take a break. It's early in the morning.
Okay.
You start over if you want to.
And before we go, okay, I get what I was trying to say here. Okay, how about a tip for eating out? That's the second time I've said duh. I promise I won't say that anymore, you guys. So eat a grilled chicken breast, not chicken fingers or chicken nuggets, a salad instead of French fries, vegetables instead of that bread basket, and ask for butter rather than real margarine. If you'd like to join our conversation today on Eat This, Not That, Real Foods Create Real Health, please call 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living life. Out loud on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company that specializes in therapeutic nutrition. You know, we spend countless of hours doing the research so that you don't have to. And so listen up, because we're going to be giving you some more tidbits backed by research throughout the hour. I'm Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian, and I'm here with Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, if you're just joining us. Before we went on break, Wendy gave you some tips on eating out. But I want to talk a little bit about those fast food restaurants. We know they are far from ideal, and yet we're real life. I mean, there's going to be a few points
there's
in time.
There's a kid's soccer game at 6:30 when
yes.
you get off work at 6.
Yeah. And plan ahead, but sometimes you get caught, right? So as Wendy was saying, choose a salad, not the French fries. You're going to get trans fats with those French fries. Choose a hamburger and not the fried fish sandwich. Stay away from anything that's breaded and fried at fast food. If you have to go to Subway, if that's your only choice, maybe you want to go ahead and get that sandwich, but ask for extra meat and only eat half the bread. Remember, bread turns to sugar, and that'll send you on a roller coaster of ups and downs if you eat that entire 6-inch.
That little tidbit there, I have a client that doesn't cook at all, and he's a single guy, you know, and it's like, and he's also diabetic. And that tip with the Subway sandwich has really helped him turn his blood sugars around. So,
and I have another one
in
this.
They have double meat, you know. They have double meat sandwiches.
I didn't know that.
So he gets that, and then he takes half of the bread off.
Okay. Yeah. So you are actually ordering something on the menu. Another tip that one of my clients gave me, he goes to Subway about once a week because he doesn't want to pack his lunch every day. And he has them make him a spinach salad. You know, you can order a salad at Subway, but they're really lacking in nutrients with that iceberg. So he has them pile a bunch of spinach up and then gets the meat and any of the other vegetables on top. And you can get their little bags of apples for a little healthy carbohydrate on the side.
So eat the apple, not a cookie? Eat
exactly.
this, not that?
Yes.
Well, we have some callers here. So let's take our calls. And Sheila, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Did you have a question for us?
Well, I was wondering about Applegate hot dogs.
Oh, well, sure. There are good hot dogs out there.
Good question.
And is that what you get as Applegate hot dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Applegate is a company that often, I mean, most of their meat, I'm not sure if all of it, but most of it is organic.
Most of it's organic,
for
sure.
And then they preserve, they put spices and things in their hot dogs, and they don't have those nitrates in there and the MSG.
What about the Trader Joe's?
I am not that sure about Trader Joe's. You'd have to read the label. I know that their chicken sausages are, I know that, first of all, I know Trader Joe's has Applegate Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Trader Joe's has a chicken sausage that I've checked the labels on, and they're good.
Yep, yep.
They don't have to.
Yeah, so make sure there's no nitrates in there. But same as you, Wendy, I've checked their sausages, and they looked really good. So I would imagine their hot dogs are fine. But
so if it says uncured.
Yes, uncured is good.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Oh, you're
good.
Welcome.
There's another eat this, not that. Applegate hot dogs, not whatever other brand.
Heather, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us?
I did too. And mine is also kind of along the same lines with the hot dogs. I purchased my beef through a family. My grandparents raise beef.
Yes.
So I purchased all of my beef through a butcher. But how about hot dogs? If you purchase those through a butcher, do they have high nitrates as well?
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. You really have to check with the butcher and the formula that whatever that they use. So just because you get it from a butcher shop, I mean, there are some very clean ones out there, but they're not all. So
they're
I would check with the butcher shop itself. But great, you're eating meat that's raised by your family.
Local,
that's great.
Locally raised. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if you just called the butcher, he'd be more than willing to give you out or give out his ingredients.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. And so, where were we, Cassie?
Do we have another? No.
No.
That was her issue. Okay. Sorry. I thought I saw another caller. Yeah, so we were on that category of animal proteins. So I have another one for you to pick from, Wendy.
Okay, what would that be, Cassie?
Let's say you're working late like you usually do because you're booked with clients. You didn't plan ahead. You're running home. Are you going to stop and pick up a Lean Cuisine frozen entree, or are you going to pick up a rotisserie chicken?
Okay, so the best of two evils, depending on where you could get the chicken.
Exactly.
I know what's in those Lean Cuisines, so I would definitely pick the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not picking on anybody because I used to be a Lean Cuisine queen. And then I started working here and actually read the ingredient list, and oh, my Lord, it's really long, and I can't pronounce some of the ingredients, so they must be chemicals. So
we don't want ingredients that we can't pronounce, so don't choose those.
That would say fake food.
Yeah. These frozen entrees are really not real food. Mm-hmm. Again, read the ingredients on a Lean Cuisine package. So, and if, so what about, you know, picking up another quick thing, protein might be cheese.
That would be a good snack.
That would be a great snack.
Potentially.
Right. Or we could get, Cassie, what should I choose? Velveeta or organic provolone slices?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
don't let that word organic throw you off now.
I grew up with Velveeta cheese in the fridge, and I always thought that was real cheese. Come to find out, it's really not. It's a I don't know what
well, the
they
government
classify
doesn't
it
even
as.
Approve exactly. it as cheese, because to be cheese, it has to be 50% cheese.
Yeah,
so they had to take cheese off the label.
So I'm not sure what it is. So anyway, the organic organic whatever, provolone cheddar would be the better choice versus Velveeta. Another one, and you know, sometimes you said duh, I'm going to say it now.
Oh.
Sometimes these things seem like the duh factor to us,
yeah.
but we have to step back and realize that people aren't researching and reading this information every day like we are. And we were in Subway when we were driving home to North Dakota this last time for summer vacation. And my husband asked for American cheese, and I kind of jabbed him. And I said, don't choose American. That's not real cheese. And he questioned me afterwards. He said, really? American isn't real cheese? So not everybody knows. So American Velveeta, not that category.
Okay. What about macaroni and cheese or, you know,
homemade.
A grilled...
You could make homemade macaroni and cheese that wouldn't be so bad, right?
Yep, you could. Yeah, you could. Or you could do some veggies.
Yeah.
And you could do...
melt some real cheese on top.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say? Mm.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a little more protein in there, too, like having, just some chicken strips.
Yeah.
And veggies with some cheese melted on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Or how about this? This would be great.
Get
a spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
You know, because kids love spaghetti.
Yeah.
And so we could get a spaghetti squash. I'm going to the farmer's market as soon as we get done here, and I plan on getting a spaghetti squash.
Jealous.
Absolutely delicious with some butter melted on it,
mm-hmm.
a little Parmesan cheese on the top.
Mm-hmm.
My kids used to love that, and that would be a much better choice.
Call it spaghetti.
Than,
you know, speaking of
mac and
kids,
cheese.
That's a great idea, Wendy. Do we have time for another great idea?
We do. We have time for another great idea. And then
where did I put my wonderful recipe? Here it is. I have a recipe from the Minnesota Beef Council. So some of you might have it in your repertoire out there, too. It's called Muffin Tin Meatloaf. And I just tried it the other night.
Great for kids.
And the kids loved it. And the great thing is you were talking about squash. That's why I thought of it. It calls for zucchini. Shredded and just kind of hidden in there. I used summer squash because we had just an overabundance in our garden this summer. They didn't bat an eye. Now, if I had cut up summer squash and tried to make them eat that, they wouldn't have probably went for it.
Been so receptive.
Yeah. But this muffin tin meatloaf, it's just ground beef, you know, just a cup of soft breadcrumbs, cup and a half of summer squash or zucchini. You have that one egg slightly beaten up, little Italian seasoning, little sea salt. It took me all of probably 10 minutes to prepare it, and then you get the nice little cups of meatloaf, so the kids thought that was fun, too, to have their own individual serving. It took me about 10 minutes to put it together. It's only 20 minutes baking it in the oven, and that's a great way to get a good animal protein in the kids but not spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And this recipe is up on our website. Corey just put it up a couple days ago, so if anybody's interested, especially if you're a mom with young kids, go to weightandwellness.com, and it's a little bit tricky because you have to click on radio show first, and then you'll see the word recipes. Click on recipes, and there's muffin tin meatloaf.
Fabulous. I want some. So it's time for another break. If you'd like to join our conversation today on Eat This, Not That, please give us a call at 651-641-1071, or maybe you have a suggestion for us. We love suggestions. So here's a great Choose This, Not That for you. Choose cold or expeller-pressed oils, not refined or hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils. When we get back, Cassie will tell you how these refined oils and these manufacturers are made, and I'm sure after she gets telling you that, you won't want to eat them.
Right.
We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along. Did you hear what Lori and Julia said the other day?
Someone you have a crush on is a Scotsman. Here's what I want you to know about. Tally-ho. What do Scotsmen say? What is tally-ho?
They don't say... No,
what
Scotsmen
do they say?
Don't say tally-ho.
What do they say?
That's the fox hunt.
Glenfiddich.
I don't know what Scotsmen say.
Johnny Walker Red.
Glenfiddich.
It'll be a great day.
Well, the reason I said Glenfiddich because isn't that a scotch?
I don't
know. We have bottles of that at home. I don't know. Glenfiddich.
Lori and Julia, living life out loud. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on FM 107.1. Laugh along. Living Life Out Loud. FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We're a company that specializes in therapeutic nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienus, registered dietitian, and if you're just joining us, I'm here with Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse. And we're having a conversation about eat this, not that, the nutritional weight and wellness way. Now, before we went on break, Wendy told you that I would be telling you how these refined oils are manufactured so that you can really see how they're totally lacking in nutrients. And when you look at the different steps of processing, you know, they start with the raw material, and there's really not a whole lot wrong with the raw material. It's the steps that they take to extract the oil. So let's say they start with that kernel of corn or that soybean. One of the first things they do is to add gasoline to help extract some of the oil, you know, and then you're going to get some of those residues. They add degumming agents. They add bleach. They add deodorizer, they add preservatives. It is really, really processed by the time it gets in that bottle that sits on that grocery store shelf.
Exactly. So this is a very, very harmful oil and so refined. You want to look for cold or expeller pressed on the label. So we have lots of callers.
Wonderful.
So let's take a call from Chris. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. How are you?
You sound enthusiastic. I love it.
Well, I could, like, ask you questions all morning.
Oh, fine.
So I'm limiting myself.
I wish
myself.
We could be here all morning.
Me too. Yeah.
So you're limiting yourself. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start with fast food for kids. My fantasy would be that there's this wonderful, healthy fast food restaurant that we drive through and get these fabulous meals, but that's not true.
Amen.
And I wish I could invent that myself,
yes.
But I don't think I have the time or the resources. But I do get the apples a lot for my kids. And then a girlfriend of mine who's a nurse says, ugh, you might as well get the fries because this whatever preservative they're putting on that to keep them looking so nice isn't good for you either.
You know, you're like, then you throw up your hands and say, what do I do?
Yeah, and you look at those apples and really they're, you know, for a week they're fine. It's like, well, and anything that I look at that doesn't mold in like a week, it's like, well, what's wrong there?
Well,
right,
we should question that, shouldn't we? You know, so eat this, not that. I mean, definitely, I'd still have to go with the apple.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know that it's going to have some pesticides and on it.
And
but,
probably a preservative
but it's
to
not
keep the
as
color.
But the trans fats.
The French
fries. The preservative
fries.
Would be better than the...
Than the French fries that are in the bad refined oils, by far. Yep.
Okay, good. And what about, like, you know, some places they offer the little oranges, and I feel like I just don't like to even eat any canned food hardly anymore, but would the canned little oranges be better than...
They have canned oranges at fast...
Well, you know what,
Better than...
Fries or...
Well, you know, we really think anything is better than fries. You know, if the can, if the, you know, I mean, and there's just no substitute for fries. You know, the canned oranges, if it's in its own fruit juice, that, again, it wouldn't be as bad as the fries, but it might have high fructose corn syrup in it. But you're
right, you don't know that.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get away from high fructose corn syrup at a fast food restaurant.
But I heard you talking earlier, and it's like the applesauce and stuff, and there really are plenty good applesauces out there.
Oh, for sure.
To read, yeah.
And it's not that hard to make your own, you know, and we're getting into apple picking season.
Oh,
that's kind of a fun thing to do with the kids.
Get some good apples at the farmer's market and make your own. But yes, there are, you're right, Chris.
We'll still get the apples then.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
We'll still get the apples.
Get the apples instead of the fries.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Your call.
Great.
Have a great day. Bye.
I mean, yeah, we have people thinking, don't we, Cassie?
Yeah, I love it.
So, Chris, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Another Chris.
Okay.
I just had a question on frozen veggies.
Uh-huh.
I buy my veggies frozen because I was told that they are frozen at the peak of the nutrients. But I also, when I put them in the microwave, I then grill them, like with some chicken or something.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if by grilling them, they kind of lose that nutritional value at all.
Oh, we much prefer grilling rather than microwaving. And if you grill them with a little olive oil and some sea salt, that's wonderful.
Oh, okay. What about brown sugar versus white sugar? Any difference?
Not really. They just add most of it, you know, they add food coloring or, you know, brown sugar used to, you know, be like, molasses. It used to be better, but it's really not. They just take white sugar and maybe add a little molasses to it to make it brown, but it's still very refined. It's refined sugar.
Mm, okay. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
great,
Chris.
Questions. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's
people
good.
People are thinking.
Yeah, and it's time for another break. And
no
I was
way.
Just
going to
say, when we're looking at choose this, not that,
mm-hmm.
you know, certainly frozen vegetables rather than canned.
Yeah.
Right, Cassie?
Yeah.
So real foods create real health. Did you know that? When we look at what our real foods do, asparagus, tons and tons of nutrients, low in saturated fats, high in dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, thiamine. Let's just go to an avocado. I mean, we could go on and on. Phytonutrients that help prevent many chronic illnesses,
mm-hmm.
contributes nearly 20 vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Isn't that fabulous? So we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living life out loud.
Living life out loud. FM
107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I want to talk just a little bit about some great classes that are coming up, and then we're going to get to our callers again. We have our signature six-week weight and wellness series starting in Anoka this week, so if that's close for anybody, you can still sign up for that one, the one that begins in Anoka. We also have a new series of classes that some of you may have heard us talking about. It's called Living the Weight and Wellness Way. It's a new 8-week series designed for what we call weight and wellness graduates, those that have already taken our 6-week series and then want to refresh and kind of get back on track. That begins the week of September 28th at all three of our offices. You can register online. That's something new that we started here a month or so ago. Register online at weightandwellness.com, or you can call our office and register 651-699-3438. We also have two really good one-night classes coming up. Managing the Blood Sugar Roller Coaster is being taught in St. Paul this Wednesday, September 23rd.
And I just want to jump in and say, I mean, that is great for anybody that struggles with, it's not just for diabetics.
No, not at all.
And there we're going to be doing a lot of eat this, not that, and looking at carbohydrates and what sugars are good for you and what carbs are good and what aren't. So
you're teaching it, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Fabulous class. Yeah. I've taken it from Wendy before. She's an awesome teacher. And yeah, you'll kind of get more of a personal feel than just the radio show on the eat this, not that portion. And then my absolute favorite class, Foods to Build Happy Focused Kids.
Woohoo!
Yes, I love that class. That's being taught in Woodbury this Thursday, September 24th. So again, weightandwellness.com, you can register, or call the office 651-699-3438.
So all you mothers out there that are looking for Eat This, Not That with your kids, that's just a great class. And I just love seeing moms and kids, you know, that this is happening on that level. I just think that's where it needs to start.
That's our future.
Just,
absolutely.
That's our future. Well, we have a couple more callers here, so we're going to invite Jennifer on the show. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, you guys. I listen every week. I've been listening since you guys were on the air, and I appreciate the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling.
Oh,
did you have something to share with us?
Yeah, I do have something to share. I happened to catch the Dr. Oz show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he does have some good points on some things. Nutrition, not so much. He had a show yesterday where he had a small group from St. Louis, Missouri, and one from, Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, up against each other, and he had that trainer from The Biggest Loser on there. Anyway, so he went through a typical, he's trying to get America healthy, which is great.
Yep.
But when he gave examples of three meals that you should eat in a day, and I just cringed. Because,
you did?
Oh, no.
Okay, the first one was, he said, a no-sugar breakfast cereal. Well, there's no such thing.
I mean, amen,
and then
Dr.
He said,
Oz.
He said, pour Silk, Silk soy milk over that. And Silk is supporting his new cause, which is he's got a bus that he travels around now from city to city to get America healthy. So he said, pour Silk soy milk over the top.
Okay.
That was breakfast. No protein, no fat. Then lunch, he said a salad with low-fat dressing. No protein again. And I'm like, oh, you've got
to
be kidding.
I used to like him until you started talking.
Oh, and then
Are we going on to dinner now?
Yes.
Dinner was better. Salmon with vegetables. But again, if you looked at the calorie content of the day, I mean, it was way, way too low for one thing. Two, there wasn't enough fat, and obviously there wasn't enough protein.
Yes.
You got the Silk milk, and everything was sugar. So it was just like, you know, I admire Dr. Oz in, you know, so many ways for, I don't know.
Well, he focuses on prevention, and that's what I love, and that's probably what kind of drew you to him too, but I guess he shouldn't try to preach nutrition because that's not his expertise, obviously.
Well, there are different... Yeah, there are different philosophies of thought, but I think it brings us back to, Jennifer, what we have in every slide. The first slide in every class is really to base your information on research, not TV nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I just wanted to throw that out there for any listeners out there.
Oh,
thank you so much. That is so helpful.
That you know, will watch the show, and they're so misguided. And now...
Right.
After that show, there's so many people, and even with The Biggest Loser, too, they don't know anything about protein.
No.
About nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to get all these, you know, these people to lose weight in unhealthy ways. And, you know, people are watching these programs and getting all this misinformation. It just makes me cringe when I hear all this. But anyway.
Yeah. That's why we're going to get syndicated someday, and we're going to be nationwide.
I'm one of your number one promoters out there.
Oh, okay, thank Chris. You. What a sweetheart.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate that information.
Sure.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's just so amazing, isn't it? Like, and it's hard, too, to, you know, to navigate through all that. That's, again, why this show is so important, why these classes that we teach are so important. Mm-hmm. And it's not about eating no fat. It's about distinguishing real fat from the bad fat.
Exactly.
And so, again, here we are. It's time for another break.
No.
But we want you to know that real food creates real health. For instance, olive oil is a natural cold-pressed oil direct from the olive, which preserves the taste, the aroma, the vitamins, and the properties of the olive fruit. Olive oil is the only vegetable oil that can be consumed as it is, freshly pressed from the fruit with all the preservatives in it. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living Life Out Loud.
Living Life Out Loud.
On FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We are a company that digs up the research so that you don't have to, because that can be time consuming. Before we went on break, Wendy told you we would be talking about the benefits of olive oil, which are many. Studies have shown olive oil offers protection against heart disease, against colon cancer, against gallstone formation. Olive oil helps heal ulcers and gastritis because it's anti-inflammatory. And here's another eat this, not that for you. Get the extra virgin olive oil, not the virgin or light olive oil, because the virgin or light olive oil is completely unregulated, and sometimes it's mixed with other vegetable oils. And that's why it's cheaper.
A good thing to know. Yeah. So extra virgin olive oil. So what I'd like to do is to just jump in and finish up the conversation that Jennifer started with, you know, what Dr. Oz said, instead of just leaving people with you know, cereal and silk, soy milk, what we would recommend, and again, you need guys need to know that we're looking at real foods that create real health. We know because we see it every day. We see people struggling with diabetes. We see people struggling with lowering their cholesterol. We see people struggling with autoimmune diseases, hypothyroidism.
Fibromyalgia.
You know, it's just unbelievable what we're doing. We know that 2/3 of us now are overweight. Obese. We know people have, we have deficiencies in zinc and magnesium. And where do we get these? We get these nutrients from real food. So, mm-hmm. Cassie, what mm-hmm. would you have for breakfast? Choose this, not that. What would you choose instead of cereal and soy milk?
Eggs. We do eggs most every day at our house. So if you can scramble up a few eggs, if you have time to throw some vegetables in there too. You know, and if you're somebody that can handle gluten, a piece of good whole grain toast on the side.
With real butter?
With real butter on top. You know, this sounds corny, but the way I always think of it, what would Little House on the Prairie have had? Because I grew up watching them. They wouldn't have had silk soy milk.
No.
But they'd have had real butter.
They would have had real butter.
A piece of bread and fresh eggs from the chickens. So that's a great breakfast. You know, and then she mentioned go ahead.
Yeah, and then, you know, saute up some peppers.
Yes.
You know, wonderful vitamin C, wonderful nutrients. The more you can get these vegetables in, the quicker your body is going to heal,
mm-hmm.
and or if you don't have anything to heal, really the better you're going to feel, because right. this is where we get our micronutrients.
Right, right. And so then, you know, thinking of lunch and what Dr. Oz was saying, I think she mentioned, he said a low-fat dressing. Again,
and
that's not real, right? If you're
right.
removing fats, and they've usually added sugar to make up for the loss of fat.
Yep.
So
again, high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, olive oil-based vinaigrette would be much better, and get some protein on that salad.
Yeah, like a grilled chicken breast, you know, even a hamburger. If you're at a fat
sure.
food restaurant, skip the bun, order the salad, and put the hamburger on
yep.
your salad.
Yep. I had a client the other day tell me that when she goes to Wendy's, she orders the chili and puts that on top of the Caesar salad, the meatless Caesar salad. Mm-hmm. And she said it's really a treat. So again, not the best, but better than other fast food choices.
Exactly. So, and so on that salad, let's get some good fats on there. Let's yep. put some avocados,
olives,
or nuts and seeds, or olives. And then again, get some good olive oil-based dressing, or at least get the dressings that, I mean, there are some out there that canola oil that's non-genetically modified and expeller pressed. So,
mm-hmm.
and then dinner, you know, again, we want our...
Dinner was the salmon, so he kind of did better there.
We want the salmon. We want our vegetables, again, with melt some real butter on them.
And the more color, the better. When you're getting more color variety in those vegetables, you're getting more nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we want. So when you're making those choices, we've got about a minute. What about a healthy snack?
Healthy snack. You know, instead of going to the vending machine
choose
and
this,
getting
not
the
that.
Diet
We're not
Coke
gonna choose
and M&Ms. Right, yeah. You know, it might take a little forethought, but one snack that I do often is a piece of string cheese, a handful of raw almonds, and an apple. It's a no-brainer. I can throw that in because I do it most every day, and I haven't gotten tired of it yet.
Here's another no-brainer. A half a cup of cottage cheese, a half a cup of pineapple, 2 tablespoons of sunflower seeds.
Num. Love it. One that I did for my little ones that I got from you, Wendy, was avocado mashed with banana when they
it's
were babies.
Great, isn't it?
Oh, and then I started eating it for a snack, and that was delicious. Is delicious.
It makes a great little pudding.
And it doesn't take long to eat, so if you have busy days at work, that's a perfect one because a little bit really packs a punch.
Keep some good nuts in your drawer.
Yep, I always carry them in my purse, have them in my desk drawer.
Okie dokie, I'm getting the signal to wrap it up. So remember, food can either be the problem
or the
solution. And we want it to be the solution. So eat this.